Good morning, everybody in Liverpool.
Morning, guys.
So we're busy filming this in Pietermaritzburg, South Africa, and you are busy watching this in the comfort of your home over the seas. And how amazing is technology that we can be in your home speaking to every single one of you. So we just want to say it's such a privilege to be able to say a huge hello to you guys. And we really pray that what has been ministered this morning will touch your hearts and encourage you mightily. Anyway, lots of love from me to you. I'm going to disappear.
Thanks, Lord. Morning, guys. It's so good to be with you. Although it's a different format, it's just so good to be with a church that we know, leaders that we know and love, a place that we visited. So it's very special for us to be able to share the word of God with you this morning. Can we pray? Father, I thank you for your Holy Spirit present here with me now, and present, Father, with every person that is hearing this message and seeing this message. And I thank you, Father, for the intent in your heart through our Lord Jesus Christ, by the person of the Holy Spirit, to touch and to speak and to work so specifically, uniquely, and individually in every single person. And I pray, Lord, that you will be glorified, and I pray, Lord, that you will be revealed. And for myself, Father, I ask for the grace and the ability to bring your word in Jesus' name. Amen. If I had a title for this message, it would be Scattered or Shattered. And I'm going to read two verses from Acts chapter 8, from verse 1. And the context of this is that Stephen has just been martyred. He's been stoned to death. And Saul was watching the stoning take place. And immediately after that, a persecution broke out in the church at Jerusalem, and the believers were scattered throughout the region. So let's read that. It says, on that day, a great persecution broke out against the church at Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Verse 4 says, those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. So for them, the church in that moment of persecution was scattered throughout the region. I think often we read the word scattered, but we think the word shattered. Now, shattered and scattered are very different words. Shattered speaks of something being destroyed, broken, fragmented. And it might have felt like the church was shattered at that moment as people were basically running for their lives, escaping persecution. And when something is shattered, when our world becomes shattered, our world becomes very small. Our own needs become paramount. Our language changes. We move from prayers of worship and gratitude to complaining and pleading. We just get very, very small. We lose hope. We lose courage when it feels like our world has been shattered. Scattered, and by the way, that may be what it felt like for them, that their world and the church, this community that had just been birthed and come together, was shattered. Scattered is a very different word. Scattered is translated from the Greek word used in the Bible, diaspora, which we will know that term diaspora. And it literally means to be sown throughout. It's where we get the word seed from. It's where we get the word sperm from. And if you now read that scripture, not as a people or a community shattered and running for their lives, but if you read that verse as a community of people who were sown throughout the region by the hand of God as seed to bear fruit, it's a very, very different understanding that we get. See, when we look at it as scattered, number one, there is a divine authority attached to it, and number two, there is a divine purpose. So divine authority means that he who is good is in control, And that gives us this like bedrock of peace deep in our souls. The one who is good is in control. Knowing that there is divine authority, knowing that in all of this, God is sovereign, doesn't remove the questions. There is still, you know, did God send it for them, for the believers 2,000 years ago? Did God initiate this? Did God send it? Did God allow it? And each one of those has a different answer in it and affects us differently. But knowing that he is sovereign, knowing that all of this is under divine authority, gives us peace. Secondly, there's a divine purpose. It wasn't just a random scattering. See, a farmer sows seed for a purpose, and that purpose is fruitfulness, harvest, return, investment. Even a bad farmer, even a useless farmer, doesn't just waste his seed. Even if he sows it badly, it's still there with the intent of return. And so knowing that there is this divine authority and this divine purpose, it fills us with a conviction that there is hope and there is future. So let's go back 2,000 years. What was scattered in Acts chapter 8? When it says that the people were scattered, what exactly was scattered? The first thing that was scattered was the gospel of Jesus. Now, I'm fortunate enough and privileged enough, and it's quite fearful actually, to preach a fair amount. And most times when I preach, I prep reasonably. I pray, I wait on God, I try and find, I try and find God's heart, I try and find his words, and then practically I generally try and make myself look a little bit neat, you know, I wash and shave and dress and all that sort of stuff. But my focus is not on the practice, most times. My focus, honestly, is Father, what is your Holy Spirit doing? What is your Holy Spirit saying? What is your Holy Spirit saying? Do your thing now. That's the deep longing in my soul when I preach. Now, what's happening at the moment, even as I'm preaching to you guys and sharing God's word with you, is that the method and the means has changed. And suddenly things that I really wasn't concerned about before, I'm suddenly quite caught up in them. You know, is the camera working? Is the sound okay? Is the lighting? I'm in my lounge and I've got lights shining all over the show. Is it working? Is the technology working? And then people said to me, Ed, you know, you must smile. You have deeply sunken eyes and you can look a bit scary, and don't put your head down because you've got a bald head and then the light shines on it and it'll give somebody a migraine. And, lots of advice that people have given me. And so I try and preach and I'm thinking of all these other things. It's quite difficult actually. But here's the thing, is that our method and our means may have changed somewhat, but our message has not changed at all. This week, in where I stay in Pietermaritzburg in South Africa, where Russ and Biebs and Josh and Abs and Jed come from, I visited a number of different communities this week. I'll just give you two extremes. I visited an estate called the Victoria Country Club Estate, visiting members of our church, and I visited a squatter camp in Howick called Shias. I can't begin to explain to you the difference between those two communities. There's no way of describing it. You have to see it. You have to feel it. In the estate, it's what you would imagine an upmarket estate to be like. But in the squatter camp, there's no water. They just use tanks. There are 6,000 people living in possibly a square kilometer. There is no online sewage. I visited one man in his little house, which is probably 3 meters by 3 meters, 10 square meters of house. You could see the sunshine through every single wall. It's just very roughly made with planks. This man's name was Alfred Dlamini, and he is training, he's hoping to be a lawyer. And he took me into his little shack, and it was pristine. It was so well kept. But I'm trying to grasp this man's life with the couple that I visited in the estate. They are so, so different. And yet the gospel is the same for both of them. It's not like one message works there and another message works there. The way we bring the message is different, but it's the same gospel. It's the same Jesus that will change Alfred Dlamini's life, and that will change the life of the guys in the estate. Paul writes to Timothy, I think it's in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 9. He says this, "Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering and am chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained." And so there is a scattering of this unchained gospel. It's taking place right now. A scattering of the gospel of Jesus. See, our message is the person of Jesus and the possibility of a relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit through him. That is our ongoing message, and it never ever changes. Ours is the message of surrendering to the Lordship of Jesus. People are not saved by acknowledging Jesus as Savior. People are saved by acknowledging Jesus as Lord. And so our message is continually, may I say this painfully, to point people to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And God help us in times like this, that the gospel sown as seed by the hand of God through you and I would be scattered. The second thing that was scattered was the church. If we go back to what happened 2,000 years ago, some of the leaders remained, and you can visualize this and see it very practically. Some of the leaders remained in Jerusalem, but there was a scattering of leaders and a scattering of saints, believers throughout the region. They were fleeing for their lives. But it was a sowing of seed by the hand of God. Friends, this thing called the church, this thing that Jesus is building, this bride that he is preparing, this workmanship, this work of art in the hands of God, that quite frankly, so often we complain about, so often we moan about, and so often we sit back and judge, which is a very sad thing, because we should not judge something before its completion. And we should be very, very careful about judging something that Jesus is building. But this thing called the church, this beautiful thing called the church that Jesus is building, is scattered as seed by the hand of God to bring his life and his love and his presence into a world, into communities that desperately, desperately need it. If we go back to what happened 2,000 years ago, when the church was scattered, without the technology that we have today to communicate, without the means to travel like we have today, somehow that church, in its scattering by the hand of God, was able to continue to grow. It grew numerically. It grew in its expression. Churches were planted. Churches in homes, we might call them home groups, connect groups, life groups, they were planted. Somehow in that scattering 2,000 years ago, the church stayed in touch. It didn't lose its connectivity. And that word is an important word. They stayed in touch. The church remained apostolic. In that season of scattering, teams were still moving. Mission was still taking place. The church was still a going and a sending community. Importantly, in that scattering, the needs of the poor were still being attended to and met, both economically, possibly emotionally, because our needs are much more than just food, but the needs of people were being met. And so we look back at the story in Acts chapter 8, and we see the gospel scattered to bear fruit, and we see the community scattered, sown by God, to be influential and carry the love and the life and the care of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit into the region. Can it be that now, and this scattering that we're experiencing right now may be the foretaste, maybe God's preparation for where the church is headed and the kind of lifestyle and influence that the church will need to become familiar with? Perhaps it will be like that. Can it be that the church now will continue to touch? Can it be that the church now will continue to be apostolic? Can it be that the church now will continue to grow? Could it be with you guys in Liverpool that you remain apostolic? That you grow in expression, that you grow numerically? Can it be right now that the church, you in Liverpool, are finding ways to attend to the needs of the community economically, emotionally, spiritually? See, I think we will have all experienced walking down the street and seeing old cathedrals and old buildings and saying to our children or saying to somebody, you know, that's not really the church. Those stained glass windows and that beautiful building, that's not the church. That was just where the church met. And we kind of have to break the mindset that church is a building. Well, I think in a short space of time, we're going to walk into the living room while the TV is on, and we're going to be saying to our children and others, that's not the church. And we're going to say to guys that are on their devices following a message or something, say, guys, that's not the church. Not in a critical way. Those things are helpful, but they're not the church. We used to look at buildings. That's not the church. We're going to be looking at programs and saying, guys, those programs are helpful, but that's not the church. The church is this body of believers that Jesus is crafting together into a house in which he will dwell by his Spirit. It's a beautiful thing. I want to just say this, please. Please don't criticize the thing that Jesus calls his beloved. And please don't judge his craftsmanship, the thing that Jesus is crafting, before he's finished with it, before it's complete. I hope you hear my heart on that thing. But I pray that Liverpool, you will see yourself as a community, not shattered, not fragmented, not running for cover to save your lives, but this eternal seed in the hand of the sower being sown and scattered throughout the region. If I look at the things that took place in the early church, despite the hardship, love remained. Not a sentimental, humanistic, philanthropic kind of love, but the love of Jesus. It may be that in this season of scattering, that love remains. I pray that God stirs inside you a soft and sensitive heart that invents ways, thinks of ways to express this. I pray that your hands will continue to touch. I did a memorial of a young a young man that died a couple of months ago, 21 years of age. And he died on the streets. He was a street, I don't know what you call a person who lives on the streets in Liverpool. But he died tragically. He died of a complication of malnutrition, tuberculosis, and HIV. But he wasn't always on the streets. He was an orphan, and I spoke to his mother in preparation for the funeral. Not the biological mother, but the mother who adopted a different race group. When she adopted this little boy 21 years ago, he had HIV. And so she brought him home as a little newborn baby, and when she had to nurse him and wash him and clean him, he was bleeding. I know that's a bit of a gory story. And so initially she would put on gloves because she didn't want to become infected. She didn't want to catch what he had. And so she nursed him with gloves on. And after a short while, she felt the Holy Spirit was saying to her, you cannot love this boy with gloves on. You never wore gloves with your natural children. And you can't wear gloves nursing this child. And so she took the gloves off and she decided, or she chose to trust God. Well, that little boy should have died years ago. And I guess there was the potential for her to contract HIV. And I'm not saying for one minute, let's abandon face masks and sanitizing of hands. I'm drawing a parallel in our hearts here, friends, is that we cannot love communities with gloves on. I hope you understand what I'm saying in that. I'm not condoning ridiculous behavior, but I'm talking about hearts that have been stretched wide open. May that be the case for you. Let me end with this. When the Lord scatters, when we are sown like seed, it's not always in pleasant places. So when I go down to the Victoria Estate, that's quite pleasant. When I walk through a squatter camp, it's not quite so pleasant. And some of the places where God will scatter you and I, and not just physically, but scatter our hearts, will be different places. See, if we go back to Acts chapter 8 and verse, I think it's verse 5, it says that Philip went to Samaria. He was scattered to Samaria. Now, if you know a little bit about that, Samaria wasn't the best place to go to. That was like the bottom of the rung, okay? The bottom of the food chain. The worst place you could be scattered to was Samaria. And yet he was scattered to Samaria. Friends, forgive me if I have been a little bit all over the place. But I pray that through this message, if you don't know the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you will be stirred to know Him and to know Him more. And I pray that you would see this great scattering, this sowing by the hand of God of the gospel, of the Word of God, and that you would see yourself as a community, not shattered, not fragmented, not on the run, but you would see yourself as a community sown as seed by the hand of God to change your own community and the communities that God sends you. God bless you guys, and thank you so much for listening, and forgive me for going on just a tad too long. God bless you. Russ and Biebs, thank you so much for this privilege of sharing with this church that you guys lead together with the elders. God bless.